The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in my poor kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Like, how, why are you guys so much better at it than people on Tuesday night, for instance? Like, what's the difference between Sunday afternoon and Tuesday night? Everybody's answering quietly. Such a polite group. We're going to be doing these here on a lot of Sundays coming up, so I hope you guys come back, next Sunday being one of them, but also I think we're going to do one here on Easter Sunday. Do people have things they have to do on Easter Sunday? Like, it just seems like eggs? You do some sort of egg thing in the morning, maybe eat them or look for them? Both? And then, you're done, right? Church, I guess? All right. Let's talk about right now. We're coming to you once again from the Nerd Melt showroom at Meltdown Comics. I already said that we'll be here next week. Today is March 22nd, and I'd like to see your name tags, Los Angeles. I also think those are going to be quite impressive, and I am accurately correct. Lots of good ones. What's that helmet over there?
My name's Rudy.
Your name's Rudy, it's a football helmet, so Rudy. I like it. I'm afraid, though, just like Rudy, you're going to spend the whole show on the bench. Rudy Rabbit, what was the last movie that you saw?
Gone Girl.
Gone Girl. So you haven't been to the cinema in a while. Did you like it?
Only the last 20 minutes.
Last 20 minutes. So that last 20 minutes would be right. It would start when she's covered in blood. And then the rest of it. All right. That's cool. We've got an ID in the front row. What's that about? You're just holding up your ID?
It's the best I can do.
It's the best you can do. Well, you know what? That's the great thing about my guests is they'll pick the worst name tag as easily as they'll pick the best one. You have a shot, buddy. What's your name?
I'm Lawrence.
And what's the last movie you saw, Lawrence?
Casablanca.
So it's been a real long time since Lawrence has been to the cinema. It hasn't been since the 40s. Did you like it?
It was good.
It was your first time seeing it? Third or fourth, okay. So you already knew you liked it. That's what you can put down in your name tags. But that's what, thank you though. That's what happens to me is I'll find something like a Casablanca. I know Casablanca gave me a good, nice feeling at the end. Like, I'm glad I saw that. But it didn't make me go, I want to see that over and over. I want to see it three or four times. But no offense to you. I mean, I've seen some garbage a lot of times. But I'm just saying there's something about when you like something, when you just like a movie and you like how it's all put together and you know, even the problems you have with it, entertain yourself with them, then you can just watch stuff over and over again. Good story, Doug. Jesus. Charlotte, North Carolina, Wednesday night, stand up with a special guest, and then if you bring name tags, which I'm sure you always do there to the comedy zone, we'll play a game at the end of the show. And Portland, Oregon, you get 4 stand up shows at Helium Comedy Club. It's a gas on April 3rd and 4th. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies, past and future. Douglas Movies guest Kumail Nanjiani, who goes by Kumail N on Twitter, tweeted, I want to make a movie where two people who seem to have nothing in common meet and then go their separate ways because they have nothing in common. This has been Tweet Relief. Nothing in Common edition. 1,700 retweets on that one he's gotten. Yeah, that's impressive. I was like, that's a good one. He's got so many retweets. Athens, Georgia. Georgia Theater, April 9th. Let's do this. DougLovesMovies.com for all my stuff. The prize bag, it's back, you guys. They sent me another crate. I'm going to give one away until I don't have them anymore. And I don't know how to discourage them from doing that again. But I also don't know how to get it out of this bag. This bag turned into a puzzle. Shmovie! The board game of insane fun. It's one of those board games, like I appreciate that a lot of people love playing this sort of game, but to me it's just sort of like the game is just going, you make everything up. You do everything. We just sit here and you'd be a construct that you paid for. You know what I mean? Like, I bet you Shmovie, if you saw the instructions, you could just make your own Shmovie. Shh, don't tell Shmovie. We got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. We got another shirt from one of the panelists today. And oh, what does this shirt say on it? Oh, this is fun. My friend Jason at 101X in Austin, Texas, gave me a bunch of movie-related swag that they get at the station, and this is a Run All Night t-shirt. I've got to run all night. I've never really attempted a Liam Neeson before, and won't again. Let's pretend that was my Ed Harris. He's in that, right? He's chasing him all night, right? All right, so did I say Douglas Movies t-shirt? So all that stuff, plus who knows what else is going to be coming out here, is going to be somebody's today. Please give a big warm welcome to 3 guests who I dare say are regulars on the program. Let's hear it for Matt Besser, Shane Moss, and Kumail Nanjiani.
Hey, everybody. Hello. Hello. Hi.
Matt Besser's here, you guys, with in the green room. He was, damn, I forgot to bring something, but he just whispered that he's got something.
I thought of a way to have something.
Okay. What are you going to put in the prize bag?
I'm going to put a hashtag on an Improv for Humans business card that if they want their suggestion made into a scene using that hashtag, I'll make sure it happens. Is that any kind of cool thing? I don't know.
I think that's a good prize.
It's like a guarantee, right?
Improv for Humans fans probably inundate you with suggestions
exactly.
that you have to ignore because you can only use one whenever you
exactly.
ask.
Exactly. I get 100 a show, but with this magic hashtag, straight to the front of the line for a suggestion, guys. Calm down.
I love it. So what do we have to put in the bag?
A business card.
So you're gonna put that together?
No, I got it.
Okay. Oh, there it is.
You have right. one business card in your back pocket?
One prepared one, motherfucker. I got three in my back pocket. I'm almost embarrassed to have a business card. Like, do people even... You just use...
Does it say the word raconteur on it anywhere?
Troubadour.
Okay.
All right, so they just use the hashtag that's on here.
Yeah,
and that's how
it's not that clever a hashtag.
Get
we shouldn't
here.
Say it out loud, otherwise
yeah.
anybody could
yeah,
do
exactly.
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I won't say it out loud. That's Kumail Nanjiani, everybody, who... contributed a t-shirt that for his Indoor Kids podcast. Who do you do that podcast with?
My wife.
And
please don't make fun of my wife. I love her. No, don't do that.
She's my wife. It's my wife.
No. She's just the love of my wife.
My life. Wait, what? You tricked me. X-Files as well.
Yes.
Is another thing you've got. I'm just going to talk about your podcast. Who cares that you're in feature films and television shows and HBO? That's not TV. When does Silicon Valley come back?
Who do you host the X-Files with?
I just do it myself. Do you watch the X-Files?
I did a long time
okay.
ago when it was on. Yeah.
You're in. You're going to be a guest.
Burn.
He's making everybody. It's like me and the weed thing. If somebody smokes weed, I ask them to be on my show.
Yeah.
If someone's watched X-Files, you're in.
It's
on
hard.
Show.
I'm doing a show about a show from 20 years ago, going through every single episode. If someone went, oh, God. I remember one time I was just listening to one for content, and I was 20 minutes in, and then I left the car, and I came back in, and I hit play, and I was like, what the fuck am I doing? I, like, turned red from embarrassment at my own actions.
It is a show, though, if you're above a certain age, you should have watched that show. You probably wouldn't like that kind of person anyway if they didn't watch that show. Is that not fair
to
say?
That's a fair point.
Yeah,
that's a very good
so
point.
Your people.
Yeah, so I'm getting my people to sit in my garage and talk about a show from 20 years ago. What am I doing?
Everything still gets compared to it, though. Every time they do a show on TV that's anything at all like it, it gets a little credit.
Well, I think it changed the landscape of television, specifically sci-fi on TV. There would be no Lost without the X-Files. And now I think they're going to announce they're going to bring it back. They're going to do more X-Files.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
They're gonna do a miniseries.
You sound excited. I don't believe you.
Why would you not believe me?
I'm more Scully than Mulder on this one.
I think they changed the way that cops hold a gun and a flashlight at the same time. Is that fair?
I think that's right. I think all the forensic stuff that CSI and all do, that's all from the X-Files.
Yeah.
The way they hold flashlights being...
I wonder if police academies watched the X-Files and went, you know what? That's the best way to do that.
That's
all
cool.
Let's all start doing it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cast of Police Academy watched that. And Shane Moss is here, everybody. He brought a bag for the bag.
Yeah. I got that bag from my mom. It's from an IGA from like 20 years ago.
Yes.
What's IGA?
It's a grocery store that no longer exists, really.
Mm. You have a podcast about it, right?
Yeah, I do.
I hear they're reopening that grocery store.
One person in the audience knows an IGA. Where are you from?
Maynardville, Tennessee.
Oh, okay. I'm from Wisconsin. I have them there as well.
Piggly Wiggly. Who Piggly Wiggly? Hey, everybody.
I gotta stop and make water.
That's my first CD. I didn't have much, so there's that. I have a third one.
Oh, two copies of
soon.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
No one buys CDs anymore.
Whoever wins like, this prize bag is going to make a friend tonight.
Yeah.
You know how
for
nobody...
life. Let's both go home and listen to it on separate devices.
I almost brought in, and this is a real idea that I had today. I was just talking to Kamel backstage. I had a vacuum attached to a hole in my foot that I no longer need.
I feel like you guys have no questions about this.
And
they just take it as
surgery. And
no, no, please don't. I don't want to.
Juice
please,
out of my foot.
No, Shane. I don't want to hear it again.
In a canister to give away my foot juice. So instead, you guys.
Everybody cut foot juice. Foot juice.
That's a way
kick off your Sunday shoes.
I have a question.
Please, disease.
You could clone me with it. You
holy
could
pants on my knees.
Why are you keeping a canister of your foot juice around?
What are you? The garbage. I was going to have to pull it out of the garbage and then bring it.
You know, you're hitting.
It was just a passing thought that I had.
Yeah, you've hit rock bottom when you're pulling your own foot juice out of the garbage to give away as a prize.
No, it was in the garbage. Then I had to fish it out.
Right.
As a prize.
Right.
I didn't put it in the garbage as a prize.
No.
Just to be clear.
That reminds me, I'm interrupting Footloose at the Belcourt Theater in Nashville, Tennessee on April... I always get the date wrong on this one. It's around the 15th or 16th, something like that. Yeah. 15th, I think it's the 15th. Yeah, somebody look it up.
It's not above the 31st.
Anyway. What's this? Somebody texted me.
What?
I know.
Insanity.
Don't they know I'm doing a show? I just got back from this bag that I brought. So this is double. You got a double bag situation tonight if you win. I brought this bag back from South by Southwest, where I had a marvelous time and saw many films. And Matt Besser was there.
It was. I missed you. When I got that same bag, like you get your badge and they send you to the bag line, right?
Uh-huh.
And was I a fool when I got my bag that I looked in the bag for other stuff and there was just another bag and that's all? And I was just way disappointed.
There wasn't the big, thick catalog.
Yeah, they're catalogs, but no, you know, chocolate bars.
No, they used to be chock full of stuff.
Yeah, cool stuff.
And some just real random shit, but like, you're right. This time is just, there's nothing in them.
I like now, Comedy Festival, they're trying to be cool and they'll put like condoms in the bag. Like, ooh, fuck. People, comedians.
Comedians, raw dog, everybody knows.
Yeah,
that.
We don't use condoms. And you've got a baby to prove it.
Amen, brother. For here on out, on the back of backs. Skeet on backs.
Oh, no.
What's wrong with that?
I don't like the sound of it.
Or the visual. Not great.
Doug, what was good at South by that you saw?
Well, I enjoyed several films. The most recent one that I saw, though, the last one I saw yesterday, was a movie called Rolling Papers. And it's all...
Doesn't sound like a movie you'd be interested in.
It's all about how Colorado, how the first year has gone of legalization. And it's a documentary about how nothing bad happened and only good things happen. I mean, bad things happen in terms of, like, you know, there's already politicians there that are going to want to try to turn it around and stuff like that. But
yeah, a lot of white dudes with dreadlocks are out of business.
They didn't get a job in the dispensaries?
No.
No.
You have to be a doctor.
Oh, that's right.
Now, that's crazy talk. What do you... Where'd you get that information?
I asked my dad.
Yeah, I wish that you did have to be like... Okay, so you go to a dispensary. There's only one question to ask the dispensary, as far as I'm concerned. Is it sativa or is it indica? Like, I don't know. The price tells me everything else about it that I need to know about any other product, how good it is, right? And they are so vague on that one question. You'll go, is this indica or sativa? And they'll go, well, I'm pretty sure. And as soon as someone says pretty sure, then imagine yourself in a pharmacy asking a question about some medicine. Well, I'm pretty sure. You'd be like, you're pretty sure? I want you to be positive. I'm pretty sure it's sativa.
What's the difference between sativa and indica?
Oh, my God.
I don't know the difference.
Sativa up. Indicoma, indicount, down. See?
Those are the full names for those things?
Yeah. It's a memory device.
You're the only, Camille's the only one who hasn't been on Getting Dug with High, where we discuss that stuff. Here we're going to talk about movies.
Movies. So Rolling Papers was good.
I liked it, yeah. It was a great thing to decide to do a documentary about because, you know, like they show that first day, the lines to get into the places to buy weed. And, you know, it was like January 1st. So people got up early in the morning on a snowy, cold day and stood in line just to be the first people to buy legal weed.
I want the pot watch. You wear pot on your wrist.
What?
Like Apple?
<They're> All right.
Sorry.
What was the last movie that you saw, Kumail?
I watched a movie last night. It's not a new movie, but it's a movie called Headhunters. It's on Netflix. It's like Dutch and Norwegian. It's an art. It's about an art thief. It's just like a thriller. It's fucking awesome, Headhunters. It's got Jaime Lannister from Game of Thrones in it. He doesn't speak in English at all, which is very impressive. One of the most handsome men I've ever seen. Also, the movie's really good.
All right. Headhunters.
Headhunters, it's an art thief, but it's interesting because it just goes so many different weird places, but it's just like a thriller. It's like an action movie.
Is it better than Casablanca?
Huh.
Compares all movies to Casablanca.
Yeah, it's a random question.
It's better because it's in color. Casablanca is black and white.
There you go. Yeah, that's a standard by which all films should be judged.
Whoa, hey!
Quentin. Humphrey Bogart is sitting back there. Oh, I can't do a Humphrey Bogart.
Whoa!
Dude! Humphrey Bogart.
All right, let's play a quick round of your favorite movie that didn't have to be in black and white, but they chose it for artistic reasons. I go with Young Frankenstein.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, what's yours, Matt?
Oh, fuck.
You're out. Kumail.
Broadway Danny Rose. Woody
yeah,
Allen.
Yeah, that was good. He went a little nuts with the black and white
Manhattan,
for a while there,
yeah.
Of course.
Oh, Dead Man, Men Don't Wear Plaid? Wasn't that black?
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Dr. Strangelove.
Yeah, that could have been in color, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
No, they were making color movies at that point. Yeah. It was a choice.
The first part of Wizard of Oz should have been in color. That was bullshit how they cheaped out on the first part.
I thought that I had a bad VHS of it when I was a kid. Really, and I was like, someday when I have money, I'll buy one that's in full color. I was like, it works well. As soon as she opens the door, it's in color. So it kind of works, but mostly horrible.
What was the last movie you saw, Shane?
Last night, I watched 127 Hours because cool.
Okay, you watched a lot of movies. Name one of them.
Yeah,
last night, he watched 127 hours of movies.
Time slowed down. I broke my feet hiking, and I wrote a bunch of material about it, and then everyone goes, oh, that reminds me of 127 hours, because I had to crawl down a mountain. And so I wrote a bunch of jokes at the expense of this man's stump, and then I was like, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. And so I watched
as you were vacuuming the hole in your own foot?
Yeah.
Like, maybe...
I was raw dogging it.
Yeah.
And
your foot hole? You were raw dogging?
Yeah.
Raw dogging your own foot hole?
That's how I caught the foot juice.
Oh, wow. That's what you're vacuuming out
of
there?
I was like, I should have used those condoms in that gift bag.
Yeah, you got another little pinky coming out.
Dude, you do it on backs, not in footholes. Pot watch.
That's what comics do.
Hashtag pot watch.
Raw dog that foothold.
So that's why I watched the movie, and it was good. It was fine.
Did you say it was fine or it was fun?
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I enjoyed it up until when he got stuck in the rock thing. Like, because up until then, it was just about a fun guy running around. He meets a couple of cute girls.
You liked that?
And, you know, they jump off a thing, and they're like, woo, and they go into a dark part. And doesn't he make out with them or something?
This sounds like a great movie.
Yeah.
It sounds like the point.
I'd like to see.
Like, later on, she's, like, flirtatious in the video that he has to watch, and then he, like, jerks it to her.
Oh, okay.
While he's, like, stuck in a rock. And
he jerks it while he's stuck in a rock?
I'm pretty sure.
Does he come in his foothole?
Someone's going like that. In my mind, I was like, are they just showing a scene where he jerks it quick because he thinks he's going to die? I must not have been paying attention.
He calls it off.
Wait, what was he doing?
He gets distracted by his arm being caught in a rock.
Yeah.
So he decides not to jerk off.
Yeah.
That's top of mind. You know how you have to focus.
And then at the end of the movie, he's like still just doing dumb crap.
Oh,
like rather
spoiler
than,
alert.
Like the story should be him writing a 400-page book with one fucking hand. And instead it's like, hey, I'm still doing dumb stuff. I got an ice pick arm now. And he's going to like lose his other arm for sure.
I don't know about any of that. I guess I should tell the guests to try to watch a movie that I might have seen in the last week or so.
What have you seen in the last week?
Because I saw a shit ton of movies, and I wouldn't do that to my guests. What was the last movie you saw, Matt?
I see most of mine on Netflix these days. I saw a sci-fi movie called Frequencies. Anyone?
Wait, one or more?
Two. It's not Frequency, Frequencies. It's about a world where everyone's born on a certain frequency, and your frequency kind of matches your personality. And as we soon realize, like, dumb people have a lower frequency and super smart people have a higher frequency. But the higher frequency you have, the less empathy you have is another way it goes.
This is, you're describing Insurgent.
What's that?
Or Divergent.
I haven't seen that.
You never saw Divergent?
They have frequencies like that in that too?
No, it's just everybody's in different categories based on.
How is Insurgent? How's Frequencies?
I love it.
It's
a Romeo and Juliet. So a high frequency woman and a low frequency guy fall in love, and frequencies can't come together.
What does frequency mean?
It's like a force field?
It's almost like a
aura
you put off, yeah.
An aura.
You don't hear it, but like if a dumb person and a smart person come together, bad things happen. Like planes fall out of the sky.
Why have I never heard of this?
Check it out, man. It's cool. I enjoyed it.
Is it American?
It has to be American for you?
No, I just watched Headhunters, which is Dutch
right.
or something.
No, it's in English. I don't know if it's American, though. I can't remember now. I think it actually might be British.
You don't remember what accent they spoke in?
I don't. It was like a month ago. It probably was British now I think about it.
That was the last movie you saw was a month ago?
I've seen a lot of Oscar things. I guess Doug wouldn't want to talk about that.
I'll talk about any movie anybody brings up.
I think
up.
The you best can... comedy of the year was Whiplash, I will say that. I thought that was hilarious that someone could exist like that. Didn't you laugh at that movie?
Not once.
My wife was like, what are you laughing? I'm like, that's hilarious. Who would put up with that in the class? All these people are like, no problem.
Yeah. He's throwing cymbals at their heads. He's straight up slapping
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah. How was class day? Oh, the professor was slapping the shit out of another student. And you didn't do anything? Are you a fucking sociopath? No, I really want to make it in music, so I'm cool with that.
If I was in his drum class, I'd be like, bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum. So we are farmers. He should do that thing in one of the farmers commercials when somebody's talking about.
But we don't need. Not quite my tempo.
Scare the shit out of him. Yeah, exactly.
What did he say? Not quite.
Dragging or what was the other? What's the opposite of dragging? Rushing.
Rushing or dragging.
Rushing or dragging. Again.
Yeah, that was trippy.
his hands were bleeding, and I read in an interview that his hands were actually bleeding. He says his hands were bleeding, so the blood on the drums is the blood of actor Miles Teller, not the character.
Not Ketchup.
Ketchup. His name was Ketchup, which I thought was a weird choice.
Well, in the scene before, he's eating a burger with a lot of ketchup on it. So I was focused the whole time going, is that ketchup from that burger? Were you guys weren't thinking that?
And at what stage of the bloody hand did they do the insert shots where he had to sit around and still continue to have a bloody hand? And did they use fake blood then?
Maybe.
Or did they just push him?
They were just like, yeah.
Have some blood standing by if he lost too much on that day.
Yeah, I just found out in Fight Club, the scene where Brad Pitt gets punched in the ear, that was like a real thing and like a mistake. Like the director went to Edward Norton and was like, hey, punch him in the ear. Like he was supposed to hit him in the shoulder or something, and then he punched Brad Pitt in the fucking ear.
That's not a mistake. He got told to do that.
He got told to do that, and then they just kept it.
Sorry, filled. Mistake. He told me to do it.
Yeah, Fincher will do that shit. Like he told Gone Girl to kill Neil Patrick Harris.
Her name was Gone Girl.
Rosamund, I need you to kill him in this scene.
But he's beloved.
He's beloved. He's had a career resurgence.
Zip it, Amazing Amy, and do your job.
In Conan, the first one, Arnold Schwarzenegger punches a llama and the llama goes down, and that was not scripted. He just saw a llama, punched it, and you can see the camera doesn't quite catch it. He just comes out and punches this llama, and you can see the llama going, oh no. And it like kind of shakes, and then it just goes down. And it's on YouTube, and you should all watch it and know that he was the governor of California.
When he was shooting Conan 2.
Yes. He just punches a llama full in the face. Great movie.
Hashtag pot watch.
I brought it up because it was similar to punching Brad Pitt in the ear.
And I brought it up because your thing was similar. We're all talking.
Oh, the blood, yeah. And we brought that up because you said ketchup. But I don't remember if that was before or after it. But that was the funniest comedy of the year. And then we talked about 127 Hours.
And then I put on my underwear.
Those were the days, huh?
Hey, remember when Doug was talking about rolling papers?
I miss that.
Is that funny, that documentary, or is it just a serious documentary?
No, it's got some funny parts. It's kind of fun. But it also gets into some interesting issues like, child care services are not happy that there's some people whose jobs it is to, there's critics for the Denver Post for marijuana. And their job is to smoke pot, and this woman has a child, and she's worried they'll take her kid away from her because her job is to smoke some weed and write articles about it.
I mean, I would be like,
but it is legal to do. It's legal for her to smoke it, but it's still one of those. It's up there on the high on the list of you get your kid taken away from you if you're using too much of it or at all in some cases.
She should get a different job. But it does sound like the best job ever.
Next to reviewing blowjobs.
It's all the reviews are like, all the reviews are like, I don't remember.
Your child could eat one of those marijuana cookies.
All right, we got to move on to the game portion of the show. So I'll say,
let the games begin.
Now, Shane might be particularly attracted to the signs that are in the front row today, so good job for getting here early, because he might just reach out and take one from you instead of hobbling around on his...
Foothole.
But you guys also, Matt and Camille, just go grab whoever you want to play for, their name tag, and while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. And we're back!
Did he give you his driver's license?
Yeah. He picked Chad. It's Chad, right? Lawrence.
Sounds the same.
Won't forget Rudy, though.
Because that's so funny that the name tags that we talked most about got picked. Kumail picked the helmet that says Rudy on it.
Is that one he brings in all the time?
No, we were just talking about it before I brought you guys out. I told him somebody might pick his license, his ID, and someone did. And that was my favorite, was the Rudy helmet. I talked to him for a little bit. And what do you have, Shane?
I have, it says Ryan Stone on it, which is a reference that I don't understand. So I took it to have a closer look. And
so you basically got tricked into picking this guy's name tag.
And then with Doug Benson and Ryan Bruckner.
Yeah. It's instead of Rhinestone. Rhinestone. With Dolly Parton would be him now.
Oh,
and I'm Stallone.
Yeah.
On the poster.
She's bet everything, and we mean everything, that she can turn this New York cabbie into an overnight sensation. He has other things in mind. But he's never had a trainer like this one.
Man, we really went short on the catchphrases now.
Used to be catch paragraphs.
Yeah.
All right.
Now it's like,
so
the wait is over.
So you're playing for Ryan.
Yes, I'm. Okay. He's playing for Ryan.
I'm playing for Ryan, yeah.
What's the next Fast and Furious movie going to be called? The eighth one.
7, 8, 9. I don't know.
I was gonna say,
I didn't mean to put you guys
called?
On the spot with it. I just, my point was just that.
What's this one called?
Furious 7.
The one was
Fast 5. Fast 6.
This will just be and 8.
Furious 7. No. Whoa, wait. Fast and Furious 6. Didn't it all come back for that one?
It was just Fast and Furious.
There was one called just Fast and Furious, but I think that's. That's the fourth one.
That was after Tokyo Drift, if you get my
Tokyo.
Anyway, it's quite a saga, and I got to see Furious 7
and?
At the thing at South By, and I enjoyed it.
Is it as good as 5? I think 5's the best one.
5's still the best one.
Okay.
But this one's better than 6.
Okay.
Yeah. There you have it, everybody. Everyone's going to go anyway. It's going to be fucking huge.
Yeah.
And they're going to, and they can keep making them, but I'm curious if which way they're going to go with 8.
I just like when they had in 5 when they had The Rock fighting Vin Diesel and it wasn't that The Rock murders him in 20 seconds. Cuz Vin Diesel, he would get murdered by The Rock. I could beat up Vin Diesel.
Nice. This is where the challenge started, right here.
Kumail was found dead.
Okay.
The Rock is a massive, and he has a couple of...
He has a fight scene in an office where, you know, every office is made out of windows. So they just fucking going through windows.
These just floors standing are up made of windows, too.
To fight after walking through window after window. It's embarrassing for anybody who's genuinely injured from something a lot less crazy. You know, like just trying to hike or something.
And I had to climb down a mountain, crawl down a mountain.
Yeah.
Where were your friends?
I was too steep for anyone to help me, so.
Wait, so your friends were there?
Yeah, it was like, they were trying
They were
to
like, we're not going to go up there.
Well, there's not much
Look
to
what
be
happened
done.
To you.
Yeah, yeah. It's a long story. It's quite an ordeal. I'm making an album about it in April, so that'll be out soon. And yeah, I'm not gonna. It'll take like 45 minutes to explain right now.
Okay.
I broke my feet hiking. I broke both of my heels at the same time.
That would be worth if it wasn't at the same time. If one was 30 minutes later.
Yeah. Break the other one going.
I think I could get it this time.
Yeah.
But one was more broke than the other, and so one is pretty healed up, and the other one's still bad.
One's 100% fine. The other one's on its way toward recovery.
He's part robot now.
Yeah, I was
a robot
for a while, and then it didn't work out for me, and my body was rejecting the robot.
Oh, no.
The cybernetic implants were rejected?
Yeah, so then they were...
As far as you know.
Yeah, and it was like, it wasn't some great piece of technology. It was like a plate and 8 screws. Then they just screwed in bones where they hoped they might be one day. And then and it worked. And then they took it out, and I was like, that's what you put it... Like, the technology is all in, like, fake titties and stuff people care about.
Yeah, feet can look like horse shit. Nobody cares. Yeah.
But titties have, like, the amazing technology. You can put fake titties on, but no fake feet.
Titties
not there
have
yet.
That amazing technology.
You got the blade, you got to murder your wife. The guy that had the blade on his foot, he murdered his wife.
What?
You know, the guy that was missing the foot, and he was running.
Yeah.
The blade on his foot, he's angry about it, and so then he murdered his wife.
Because he was running in the Olympics, and I was like, oh, this is like a Disney movie, and then he came in last and then murdered his wife.
Yeah, yeah.
That did not
when
go
When you said well. Blade on his foot, didn't you guys all picture blades coming out of some guy's foot?
And he murdered his wife with
necks?
Them.
Yeah.
I would have thought lady in Kingsman.
I get it. When your foot's all fucked up, you get real irritable.
Service.
I know that now.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have feet.
Shane, did you fall on your head off of that mountain? We got to play a game. Here we go. I'm going to let Shane go last in this game.
All right.
And Matt will go first, and let's see what happens with Kumail. How much did this shit make is a game I love to play on the show where we talk about, you know, box office bombs or you know, movies that made a lot of money but I thought they were shitty. And, you know, the Insurgent movie came out this weekend, and it's doing okay. It's about the same as the last one.
Insurgent?
Mm-hmm. But you guys didn't even see Divergent, right?
No. I saw Detergent.
I made a detergent joke on Twitter and got a few boos from people. Someone tweets at you, boo. It's like, mute. But so, I don't mute him on that one because that was pretty cornball. But
I thought it was great.
It was great. Do it again.
I heard the third one's coming out soon.
What's that going to be called?
Oh, my God.
We should have lived with the beautiful memory. You can't reach the sunset.
Yeah, you can. It happens every day.
What's the third one called?
And Sun Goes Down.
What's it called?
Detergent.
Turgent?
Turgent.
Just turgent? Surgent?
Insurrection.
Urgent. It's called urgent.
Are those movies anything?
Flagrant. Flargent. What is the next one called?
Sergeant.
It's detergent, insurgent, allegiant.
Allegiance?
Allegiant.
Just made it up.
No, that's true. That sounds like
it's
one
a real
of those
word.
Words. I saw the first one, and that's what we're going to... play with how much of this shit make. How much money the North American box office in its entire run did it make according to boxofficemojo.com in millions without going over
Friday to
Matt
Sunday?
Messer.
This has just been one weekend?
No. The original, the first movie's called Divergent or Divergent. And this is how much money did that movie make in its whole run.
Oh, but not international, just North America.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I'm good at this kind of stuff. Let's find out. I'm going to say 85.
Okay. I'm going to say 130 million.
$1, Bob.
Oh, because if we go...
Oh. Yeah, we go over...
What an asshole.
I hit my head on some rocks. You'll have to forgive me.
Definitely didn't make a dollar.
No way.
You could have said 131 million, and that would have been another way to, another dick move to pull on Kumail, because just in case it is over 130 million. Which it is. It made,
what?
Yeah, it made 150.9 million.
Fucking close. Yeah.
Wow,
the new one, the new one's on target to make like 140, 130, 140. So they're doing good business with that I like Shailene Woodley.
She's great.
I'm all right with her.
She's great in The Descendants. That's yes. That's the first one of those.
She does ants movies.
All right.
So I win...
nothing. You just get to go first in the next game.
Great.
Yeah, and then Shane will get to go after you, and then me, and then Matt. Yeah, I'm going to play.
Mm. That's cheating.
No. Well, yeah, kind of. No, I just like to play whenever we play Last Man Stanton!
Last Man Stanton!
Which I'll repeat again just because it's so fucking funny. We were playing the films of Bruce Willis and nobody said Last Man Standing while we were playing Last Man Standing. And I think there was four of us doing the guessing, so that was amazing. So you can blank on this game. It's real easy to blank. We're going to get the name of an actor, actress, or director with a large body of work. Take turns naming movies that person was in or made, in the case of directors. And... yeah, when you can't think of one, you're out.
Love it.
You've done this before, Camille?
Yes, I have.
All right, cool. So, does anybody feel like they've got one that, like, people write to me on Twitter begging to do certain ones, certain actors, like Willem Dafoe or Jack Nicholson? What do they think the chances are I'm going to pick their movie? I mean, that person. Just wait, you guys. That was like, it's caught on like wildfire. Like, no, I always like to just zero in on somebody and ask them because I don't like to have a bunch of names yelled out all at once. But some of those were good ones too. But this polite guy over here, whose head is framed by the artwork,
it looks great
in a delightful way. Yeah, it just looks like you're popping up from a orange tombstone grave,
and very happy about it.
Yeah,
well framed, sir.
Yes, and who do you think would be a good name for this game?
I was gonna say Walter Matthau. Is that too hard?
You were gonna say Walter Matthau. It sounds like you got a backup because that one sucks.
Walter Matthau.
I play the shit out of Walter Matthau. I can think of at least 10 right now, but
let's not do it.
But it's not fair. It wouldn't be a fair one.
How about Jack Black?
Jack Black. That's interesting. Let's give that a whirl.
All right.
Yeah. Go, Kumail.
Kung Fu Panda.
School of Rock.
I love the gimmies. Kung Fu Panda 2.
What's the name of it? What's the name of Kung Fu Panda 2?
It's called Kung Fu Panda 2.
Don't look it up.
I'm not looking it up.
What's it called?
I believe it's called Kung Fu Panda 2. I believe that's where it ends. I don't think it has a subtitle.
There's no fun subtitle?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I wouldn't have stuck my neck out on that one if I didn't know that.
I think it's Tokyo Drift.
That works.
Kung Fu Panda 2, The Penguins of Madagascar.
3.
My turn. Bob Roberts.
Yes, that's a deep pull. I like that.
Maybe his first movie, possibly.
Possibly.
I will go with...
I think I know what his second movie is. Yes, Shane?
Oh, it's me. High Fidelity.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. It was on Camille. I'm sorry.
Yeah. High Fidelity.
I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Nacho Libre?
Yeah. Woo! What part were you...
I've never seen the movie. I saw,
but
like...
You must have heard the word nacho.
I was like... I had nacho macho in my head or something. I couldn't remember exactly what the other part of it. I'm disinterested.
Okay. This one's going to blow your minds. Okay. Dead Man Walking.
What?
No way.
Yeah, he's in Dead Man Walking. Next.
Is he
no
really?
Need to debate it because he's in the fucking movie.
Is he in it?
He's like Sean Penn's brother in the movie. Wow. And goes to visit him when he's on death row. And Susan Sarandon's like, I'm a nun!
Yeah, odd choice.
She made a strong
choice. She made
a
really weird choice there, didn't she?
I'm going to say the Tenacious D movie.
Oh! Well, you're next, so you can say the actual title, because Matt's out.
I can't just say...
No.
In Search of
You can't just describe a movie.
Golden Pick.
You're just helping one of the other contestants now.
I know what it's called.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
Wait, is he out?
Yeah, he's out.
Oh, it's not.
Okay, Pick of Destiny.
It's a cruel game.
Fuck.
What's the full title?
Tenacious D. What can I do?
Kung Fu Panda, Pick of Destiny.
Kumail's going to fuck this up.
Can I just do a different one?
Yes.
I don't want to do that one. Gulliver's Travels.
Yes.
Cable Guy.
That's another long pull. I like that. Saving Silverman.
Oh! Oh, he's out.
Yeah, he's out.
Oh, God damn it.
He has a movie called The D Train.
Huh?
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about that film.
It's him and Cyclops.
Okay, Kumail's out.
No, it's real. D-Train is real. I'm telling you, it's real. It's not a Cyclops, it's James Marsden.
James Marsden plays a Cyclops?
No, he plays a Cyclops in the X-Men movies, but in this one, they're friends.
And what do they do? They ride the train?
Yeah, guess which one?
Not the train, D train.
Does anybody object to this? It's real. Confirmed, real.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I don't
That's
have
really
one.
Interesting that you got.
Grown-ups? Did he make an appearance in that? I'm sorry, Jack Black.
Wrong click.
How about a motion picture called Envy? Yeah.
God. I think
I'm gonna win this.
Orange County?
Yes!
That's the first time that movie has gotten a round of applause. I like that movie. I don't know why I said that.
I'm gonna say
Sunshine Boys. Oh, it's Walter.
Shit. Please don't do that.
King Kong!
Okay. Never Ending Story 2.
No. No. 3.
Never Ending Story 3.
When is that story going to end? There were three of them?
He was in part 3?
Yes.
All right.
The main villain.
Well, Kumail loses anyway. But it's fun to learn that. I had no idea that he was in that.
Yeah,
I didn't know there was a 3, sorry.
Yeah. What was the name of the movie he did where he was the really nice guy that...
Bernie.
Oh, Bernie!
Of course, Bernie would have been a good one. The Cradle Will Rock. Or Rock the Cradle, what was that called?
School of Rock.
School of Rock, we said.
I got here late.
Tropic Thunder. Tropic Thunder, of course.
Fuck.
Demolition Man, Holiday.
Demolition Man. Sounds... The Holiday, that's right. Muppets, Anchorman. Probably Anchorman 2, right? Oh, he's Anchorman. In Sex Tape?
Yeah, he's in Sex Tape.
Wow.
The Tenacious D movie. You know what I'm talking about.
I should have said...
Tenacious D in the Pick of Destiny.
I should have just said that instead of whiffing on Never Ending Story. I also like people being upset. It's Never Ending Story 3. How dare you get that wrong? The finest film ever made.
Shallow Hal.
Shallow Hal.
Somebody said that?
Yeah.
Who?
Biodome.
That's what? He wasn't in that. Airborne. That's right. He was in Airborne.
What's Airborne? Is it a virus?
Skateboarding movie.
Oh, I thought it was a virus.
I meant
movie.
Rollerblades.
How dare you get that wrong?
But they did it on dangerous streets. Water World.
Mars Attacks.
Water fucking World. Mars Attacks.
The Jackal.
He's done some work.
The Jackal!
The Jackal. The Jackal.
What?
Bong Water.
Wild Water?
Bong Water.
Bong Water? Are you offering or is that a movie title?
I'm covered in it.
Yes, you just saw.
Get it off me.
Bong Water? I just took the Bong Water Challenge. I nominate Doug.
But anyway, School of Rock.
Great job, though, guys. That was a fun one.
That was a fun one. That was a fun one. I'm going to look something up.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm being an asshole.
But what is it? Somebody in the audience can look
I'm going to make sure that Kung Fu Panda 2 is just called Kung Fu Panda 2. Guess what? It's called Kung Fu Panda 2 Still Kunging. So I win.
He's making that up.
No, still Kunging.
Exactly.
It'd be like the curse. If there was one, it'd be like the curse of something or something like that.
Oh.
But they went straight up too because they knew those kids are still gonna want more panda.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of those, but I hear they're good.
First one was fun.
Yeah. I haven't seen that, or Happy Feet, or Madagascar, or...
I like Happy Feet because the little penguin, he really likes to dance. It's fun to watch that little guy
it's
dance.
Like Billy Elliot, but with a penguin?
Yeah, huh? That's exactly what it is. Yeah, he gets ostracized by all the other penguins because they've got more important things to do, like sliding around on their belly.
They're like, we should have serious feet.
Yes. No, actually, it's about how they all are great singers, but this one bird can't sing, but he's great at tap dancing, and nobody accepts him because they're all great singers.
Is that real?
You know, it's like when a tap dancer goes into a karaoke joint. There's nothing but disrespect.
Yeah, when they move the microphone down to their feet, everyone tisks. Right, Matt?
Can you imagine a guy going, hey, I want to tap this one. I want to... Yeah. I got a little tap that I do into this song, so let's just put the mic down there and let everybody
hear it.
The
problem with tisking is it sounds like tapping, so it doesn't sound like they're disapproving. It just sounds like they're joining in.
They're, okay, yeah, they're encouraging.
Yeah.
I fucked up.
All right, so
that sounded like whiplash.
Yeah. Thanks. It's dragging.
I can't. If I hear drums at all, I just have a whiplash / Birdman or the Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance PTSD.
You didn't like that movie?
It's got a lot of drumming in it.
Yeah.
Both of those films feature quite a lot of drumming. Like, the credits start to come up, and they have more drumming. Like, that's the one place where they can just fucking take a break from the drumming.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Get Celine Dion in here.
They drum your ass out of the theater. Bum, 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 bum. I didn't even do it right.
It wasn't a drum sound.
Kumail?
Yeah.
You get to go first in the Leonard Maltin game.
Aight.
Playing at 2 points. I think we've got enough time. Shane will be second, but Kumail gets to pick the first category. Would you like Valentine's Dre? And that's a romantic comedy or just a rom. Let's not drag comedy into this.
Just a rom.
A rom that has a hip-hop artist in it.
Okay.
Or Want to Do Some Nines, and that's all these films... are from the year 1999.
Okay. All right.
If you're good with years, you know.
Yeah.
Or, I think we're going to need a bigger coat, which of course is films where someone is frozen.
Wow. I want to go 1999.
Okay. Boom. This movie from 1999 got 1.5 stars from Leonard. Yeah. The first two words of this review are followed by an exclamation point, and have a comma in between them.
The first two words of the review.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
And I'm going to tell you what that sentence is, but I just thought it was interesting to describe it first. Because I have no idea why. I've seen this movie. Okay, I'm saying too much. The first two words of this review are hokey jokey.
Okay.
I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, I kind of have an idea. Anyway. He goes on to say that this movie goes on forever.
Never ending story.
No pre-guessing. Hokey jokey. Goes on forever. And then he lists seven names. Please no audience guessing. And Kumail, how many names do you think you can get it in out of seven?
I'll go seven.
He says seven names, Shane.
Six.
Six to Matt Besser. He sounds like he just ate a Scooby snack.
He says five.
He says five, Kumail.
Four.
I'm calling him on it.
Oh.
Oh, thank God.
Just got to say, name that movie.
Name that movie.
Okay. You get four names?
Yeah. No, okay. It was five names. Six.
No, he gets four. I said five.
Yeah, you failed that test, Kumail.
This reminds me of Kung Fu Panda, too.
Yeah.
We already don't trust you.
Kungin' up a storm. Well, that's the third one.
Kunging, is it? Like, that's a thing.
How was your date last night? Oh, he kung me out. He's...
Has the Kung Fu Panda gone to college yet? Because I could do something like with Fu Yu or something. You could go off to school in one of them. That'd be kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. Fu Yu. Or he goes to a school. It's called Kung Yu.
Your four names are... Oded Fair, Jonathan Hyde, Kevin J. O'Connor, and Arnold Vosloo.
This is great. It's great. They were all in one movie.
Yeah.
Do you know? I don't know.
All four
of those
people, plus three more people. I've heard of all of them. But of course,
really?
I'm looking right at what this movie is that they're all in.
Oh.
I remember them distinctly from. I could tell you which characters they played in that movie.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So you know the movie?
Oh yeah, I know this movie.
Do you like it?
I think I said something to the effect of 1.5 stars. This is a little unfair
on
Leonard's part.
Did you see it in the time?
Oh yeah,
in that year.
1999. Yeah, you kidding
you
me? Probably opening day.
So when you went to the
with my dick out. wait a second.
That doesn't narrow it down.
I just got way too excited.
When you went to see it, what did you...
This is it. The floor is not open to questions.
What did you say to the guy when you wanted to buy a ticket?
Well, look at my dick, sir.
As you may know about me, I like to say a comedy movie title to the person behind the glass to see what they have to say. So
I'll just say, I don't know,
I'll
Hocus
tell you
Pocus.
What I would ask for.
My guess is Hocus Pocus.
Oh! I think that came out earlier.
I was just about to give you one more great clue.
Okay, give it to me.
That when I went to this movie, I probably said to the person behind the glass, can I have one for Mr. Mom? Because the movie's called...
Mr. Mom?
No. Why would I just directly ask for it and say, here's the funny take on it.
Okay.
What if I was being funny and I asked for a ticket to Mr. Mom when I was buying a ticket to Mr. Mom?
Am
I right? Ladies, sit this one out.
Is it Dr. Dad? Was that a movie?
No, the film we're talking about...
Professor... Boyfriend.
The film we're talking about with Arnold Vosloo as the title character is The Mummy. The Mummy.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that's hokey and jokey.
Hokey jokey.
Oh, yeah, Brendan Fraser's in it.
I thought that was a full... I like it. I like when it's on cable, I'll watch it. Maybe
you know
not
what?
So much The Mummy Returns, but...
The first one's not bad.
Yeah.
Stephen Sondheim directed it. I'm joking. It's Stephen Summers. Stop repeating. It's the bong water lady. Sondheim? I'm out of here.
Of course, Rachel Weisz was that's where she was unleashed on the world, and Brendan Fraser was on a hot streak at the time.
He was on a hot streak. We were like, oh, he's the next.
And John Hannah played his, like, Girl Friday. And Kevin J. O'Connor was the guy with the fez, who was very shifty and rat-like.
That's right.
And, Oded Fehr was a...
He's the mummy.
Some guy with a giant knife.
Oh, I know what that guy looks like. I know Oded Fehr. Anyway, so I went...
I thought Oded Fehr was a music festival. Plot watch, folks. All right.
All right. Okay, so what just happened there? Shane gets a point.
Shane gets a point. Woo! That's great, Shane.
I used my cunning.
Oh, very cunning.
Matt gets to pick a category, and then we go to Kumail, and Matt gets to choose between Red Light Challenge, which is films where a cab is involved in a chase scene, which is pretty much chase scenes in general. Cherub, these are categories that were invented back in Valentine's days. Cherub is movies that have a lap dance in them.
That's great.
And at Chrissyfus _ suggested Lunch at Tiffany's, and that's romantic sequels, which is very narrows it down very much, because romantic movies tend to not get a sequel for whatever reason, mostly because I guess somebody has to die in those movies.
Well, because they fall in love, and then...
You can't do Ghosts 2, and she's like, you know...
I would say most romantic movies people don't die in. That's the only one where someone really dies.
Oh, really?
What about
Romeo and Juliet? Story?
All right. You could get
The Godfather?
But I mean, like, most rom-coms end with them falling in love.
When Harry reintroduced himself to Sally.
When Harry wet Sally.
Which one of those categories you want to play, Matt?
The first one, the taxi one.
Red Light Challenge. Would you like a movie that has a cab in a chase from 1963 or 1972?
Unless it's Wizard of Oz.
I'm going to say...
I don't have a shot.
I'm going to say 72.
All right. 3 stars from Leonard for this movie from 1972 that he says one of the lead people in this movie is impish. He also says that this movie is a bouquet. And he also says, look for John Biner and Randy Quaid. Look for them. Guy in the back of the crowd just went, hmm. And 10 names are listed. How many you think, Matt? Kumail, you're up next.
I could do it in 2 names.
Whoa. What's Kumail going to do with that?
I'm going to say name that movie.
Yeah. Okay, let me give you 2 names.
Were you like, oh, movies that are a bouquet? I know.
Bouquet is a bunch of flowers, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to get this.
Bouquet is a bunch of flowers.
Your 2 names are M. Emmett Walsh and John Hillerman. What's the movie called, Matt?
1972.
Cab.
You seem
in
so
a chase.
You know this. Just say it. You know what it is.
Give me those names again.
John Hillerman.
That's never a good sign.
Emmett Walsh.
Emmett Walsh and John Hillerman.
It's got to be Chinatown.
No, but they do also have in that same chase scene a Chinese dragon when they go through Chinatown because the motion picture is called What's Up, Doc?
starring the impish Barbara Streisand. And it was a bouquet to 1930s Hollywood.
What bouquet were you thinking about?
Things can't be bouquets to things.
I think a gift or a nod to or love something letter. Like love like, letter, sure. You know, Leonard likes to spice it up a little bit. And but that means that Kumail is on the board with 1 point.
By the way, I met him and hung out with him one afternoon, and he was very nice.
Who was?
Ooh. Leonard Maltin's a very man.
Yeah, he's great.
Super nice.
Thought we were talking about Ryan O'Neill or something.
I was talking about John Hillerman.
John Hillerman, who, of course, was on Magnum P.I. He was
the guy?
He was Fenwick on Magnum P.I.
The second guy?
What was his name on there? Higgins.
Oh, that's him.
Higgins, yeah.
That guy's great.
Yeah, he's really, his one scene in What's Up, Doc is hilarious. It's a great, every beat's really funny. It's between him and Ryan O'Neill after Ryan O'Neill and Barbara Streisand destroy a hotel room. Movie really holds up. It's really funny. And it's rated G,
I say, well, I'm not being sarcastic. What's Up, Doc is like the perfect movie for a beginning screenwriter to watch as a comedy movie.
That makes sense, because it's all character and plot driven, but then they write jokes for the situations. Like they don't go out of their way to make jokes that don't fit the situation or the characters. Well, thanks for that, Matt.
I've never seen it.
Me either.
Check it out sometime. I'm going to watch whatever the bullshit you were talking about.
Headhunters.
Headhunters.
It's great. You're going to love
Headhunters.
It. You're going to love it.
All right. Shane gets to go next, first, and he gets to pick a category. And then we're coming back at you, Kumail, because you're always challenging people. You're the great challenger. At cross-check with a K. How else would you spell check? suggested the other Jeff Tate. You know our friend Jeff Tate's on the show all the time. But this is movies that have Queensryche on the soundtrack. Because the other Jeff Tate is how he's known from now on. And then Puff Puff Pass is movies that feature Emily Blunt that Leonard gave 2 stars or less. So he gave Blunt a Puff Puff Pass. And then your third option is a fun category called the Ken Jennings category, and that's movies that where the title is in the form of a question.
What's up, Doc? I'll take the third one.
What's Up, Doc would qualify, of course. You want that one?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You want that one's name of a movie.
Leonard calls this movie from 1987 a bomb. He says it's atrocious. He says it's derivative. Oh, and this is fun. He says it's missing just 2 things. You want to guess which 2 things are missing?
Plot and characters.
Queensryche soundtrack.
The correct answer is charm and humor. This movie is missing charm and humor. And he lists 7 names.
This was 87?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I'll do 7 to play it safe.
I like that.
Me?
Yes, sir.
I'll do 6.
Good call. Matt Besser.
Back to me, 5.
Yes.
I feel like I was watching a fair amount of dumb movies when I was 7 years old. I'll try 4.
Name it. Name that movie.
Okay.
All right, so this is going to determine the winner today, because one of you two guys is going to get the second point, and you get 4 names?
The 4. It was 4. He's doing the thing again. Where he says words that aren't true.
I just like to test everybody. Okay, your 4 names. Are John Mills, Drew Pillsbury.
Oh boy.
He's like the doughboy.
Well, it's going to come up to people you know.
What?
No, I'm just saying you'll hear of these.
I'm nervous right now.
Joe Pillsbury.
Yeah, we got Drew Pillsbury.
Then we got
the great Rupert. Pardon me, Robert Swan. Not Rupert Swan. No, Robert Swan. And finally.
Bless you.
Never heard of that.
This movie, I am honestly allergic to this movie. That's how bad it is. And the fourth name is John McMartin. John McMartin.
Oh, no. Well, I don't have
I dare say there's
people.
Only the top name might help you, but I would worry about your ability to come up with this. But just think of a question that may have been the title of a movie about 87.
It's probably Dude, Where's My Car? Two.
I think, does Dude, Where's My Car have a question mark at the end? It might not. It does? Okay.
It's not a statement. Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah. Dude, where is my car? I can't make it sound like a statement. Oh, where is my car? Dude, where's my car? I can't do it. Make it sound like a statement.
It's hard to say where.
Is it
foot juice?
You've got
guess.
14 minutes.
foot juice.
Dude, where's your answer?
We're going to play one more round. We're going to play one more round for fun because it's you guys have got a lot of stoppers today that are just ridiculous. I apologize.
Can I steal? Okay. Are we allowed to try to steal?
I should have done Mummy. I should have known Mummy.
I definitely lost.
I'll tell you what, Matt. If you can name this movie right now.
What?
We will call this a three-way tie.
What?
And play one more round to settle it.
Wow.
But you're not going to be able to, which is why I'm giving such a crazy offer.
No respect.
You think you have a shot at this?
I don't know. Is 87 around the time Who Killed Roger Rabbit came out?
Jesus Christ.
That's way late.
That's a fun guess.
No, but it was wrong.
It ended up being Who Framed, but I think it started off as Who Killed, I think.
No, Who Framed.
It started off more violent.
Oh, it was.
But the final title was Framed, yeah. Just like they changed. So that's your guess? Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Okay. That was good. It was a question. And it was probably around that time. But this was a movie. The top person in this movie, it was a young lady by the name of Madonna. And it's called Who's That Girl? ? Co-starring Griffin Dunn, the great Griffin Dunn, from After Hours and American Werewolf in London.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's the best friend guy. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's play another round just for fun. But
truth or dare?
So who just finally
Whoever
won
wins,
that? Who won
I'm
going
to throw in
Kumail
a business
wins.
Card.
Kumail wins. Where's Rudy? Rudy.
Rudy.
Come get your schmovie, Rudy.
Should I give this to you?
And the bag? No, you can have his helmet back.
Well, you got to write down the.
No, I don't need to know the shithead. You won, shithead.
Oh. There you go.
Yeah, you won, so he doesn't get that consolation prize. But let me see your shithead anyway, just for laughs. I hadn't even seen it yet when I laughed. Okay. Good job, Rudy.
Tried with all his might.
He won.
Yeah, he's very happy. Look at him. He's like, look at all this garbage I have to carry around for the rest of the night.
There's good stuff in there. A couple business cards. Two CDs of the same album.
Stereo.
But yeah, the ID that you got from Lawrence doesn't have a shithead on the back, does it? Oh, it does. We did it with a, Post-it. Good job. But let me give you your ID back, though. Thank you, Lawrence. And do you have a shithead on the back of your thing over there, Shane?
Yeah.
All right, I'll read that at the very end. But let's play one more round of the game real quick, because we've got a few extra minutes.
Does your foot hurt?
No, not so much.
Okay.
Unless I try walking on it.
Okay.
It hurt a lot for a while.
Sure.
It's fine now.
You know what? We can fill with foot talk. That's cool.
Yeah, we can do foot talk. I mean,
I'm always looking for new, ideas for podcasts.
You should have a podcast.
A foot show would be kind of fun.
I do have a podcast.
Is it called Foot Juice?
Nope. It's called Here We Are.
Change it to Foot Juice.
Yeah, I should.
I think that'll catch on.
Yeah, it's all about breaking my feet. I actually do talk quite a bit about what it's like to break your feet on my podcast.
I think people are fascinated by that.
Yeah.
What happened? How did you break
your feet? So I was hiking with a buddy in Arizona. He wanted to take a shortcut, which involved jumping off of something
so it's
that
his
was very
fault.
High. It was my decision.
He talked you into it?
I got talked into it, and I jumped first because I was worried about him dying. And I was a very avid rock climber at the time, so I had way too much confidence. And I jumped off of something. I was wearing barefoot running shoes, so I knew that was going to be trouble. I said before it happened, I was like, I might break a heel. And then I
you were half
anyway.
Right,
and then I broke both of my heels, one of them horrifically, and I turned because I knew immediately because I heard them break inside of my body.
How high was the jump?
It was like 10, 12 feet. And doctors go, 8 feet, that's the threshold. That's what they told me. Like
I was
going to
say, it sounds like the injury people get on spring break jumping from the second floor of a motel.
I jumped off higher. It was just a bed. There was a cliff there, so I couldn't tuck and roll. I had to jump straight down and take all the weight with my feet, and I did that. And
your friend ran off.
It was a horrible mistake.
Your friend was like, ha-ha.
I had to scoot down on my ass for 3 hours. It was interesting.
Did you try and convince your friend to jump?
He was... I turned around and I said, I just broke both my feet, and I said it so fast, or I said specifically, I just broke both my heels, and I said it so fast, he thought I was joking and was just going down to jump, and I was like, whoa, and he had to like halfway climb back up, otherwise we would have both been scooting down a mountain for 3 hours.
Did it hurt immediately?
Yeah, it was horrible. There was this weird like endorphin release of like, I want to live, which is weird because I normally don't want to live, and then I broke both of my feet, which you'd think would send you over the edge, and said I was pumped about life all of a sudden. It's weird. 3 hours down a mountain, then they give you morphine, and then I fell in love with everybody. And they kept on coming in and being like, no, this is really serious. And I was like, oh, I get it. Well, you got to lop it off. I don't want to make this awkward for you. It wasn't your fault. You didn't jump me out. I was just like super nice about the whole thing. And then, because that's what morphine does. And then, and then they did a major surgery on it. And then I had a second surgery in January, which put a vacuum on my foothole.
We're full circle with the foothole thing.
Yeah, and I'm on the way. I took the vacuum off like 3 days ago.
I have a question about the vacuum. Is it a standard ass vacuum?
Yeah. It's just like
a Dyson.
Yeah. It's a vacuum that you have to wear.
It's a dustbuster.
It's like the size of a Bible or something, and covered in.
What kind of analogy is that?
Why isn't it the size of the Quran?
You motherfucker. Why is it not the size of the Scientology Center?
I'm not as familiar. It's not a pamphlet.
It was about the size of Jesus' hand.
And then there's a hole in the down.
It's about the size of God's love for us, so it was infinite.
About 6 inches.
So if you ever have a foothole, what you have to do is you have to pull all of the stuff out of your foothole.
Sure, no, that's what I was saying.
And then you have a look at your bone, and then you like rinse it with stuff, and then you pack it full of foam, and then attach a hose that a vacuum sucks.
I would stick a vape
your
pen
juice
in
out. Yeah, I mean, I've tried all sorts of fun stuff.
You could, yeah,
carrot.
You could smuggle drugs like in a foothole,
but not very much, right?
It'd be enough.
Also, who wants to do those drugs then? Yeah. Here,
hey there. Guys, I have something.
Yeah,
hey.
Yeah.
Your coat smells like toe jam.
I'm I'm going to call people foothole instead of asshole.
It's way worse.
No one can get mad at you for swearing, but it's strangely more awful.
Yeah, it's like
somebody's foothole.
Yeah, like you put thought into this.
Like if you, if you go sniffing
pain.
Around a foothole, you're going to get sick. I'd eat out an ass before a foothole.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah. I'll fucking eat ass.
If you don't mind, about... Doug, I'll be selling that T-shirt after my shows from now on.
All right. Well, we ran out of time for more game because of all the foot talk. But it was great, though.
Is there crazy scarring? Will there be?
So far, it's not bad.
Except for the hole.
Except for there's an enormous hole. And right now the skin seems to be growing into the hole, so maybe I'll just have a weird hole there.
Have you shot a vine through the hole?
Tough to say.
Yeah. What filter did you use?
Have you used the hole for,
I do have a videotape of it, but I was mostly just saving that. For
a videotape? You got a VHS?
Actual, yeah, it's eight, the reel to reel.
How much of the hole is on videotape? Like, did you get the whole hole?
Yeah, got the whole hole. I got myself changing it, so if insurance
could
ever
you
tried
pass
to give me
a ho-ho
time.
Through your hole in your foot?
A hobo?
A ho-ho.
Oh.
Don't be ridiculous, a hobo. A ho-ho. He's asking you a serious
ho-ho,
question.
Ho-ho, you
just
idiot.
Answer one question
God
seriously.
God damn it, I said ho-ho.
It doesn't go all the way through. I could easily cram half of a ho-ho into my foothole.
Yeah, you can cram a ho-ho
in
anything.
It was the size of a golf ball.
It's the size of a golf ball?
Yeah, down to the bone. So, yeah. And then I was on IV antibiotics for a while, and I don't have a punchline to any of that. That's just like wrapped in dressing now.
We're just talking, man.
Yeah.
You don't need punchlines.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a backdoor pilot for Foot Juice. The show juice. About foot injuries and...
It's a dancer who's got a...
Foot care
foot
would be good.
Juice.
Yeah. They're a dancer and they want to go back to dancing.
There should be dance breaks in the podcast.
It's just dancing on one foot a lot, and then it's really hard because you're slipping a lot on the foot juice from the other foot, dripping everywhere.
I have a question. Your friend,
yeah.
You guys
he
still,
feels very bad about it.
He should.
Didn't you save this conversation for the X-Files?
Do you,
which is, yes.
Do you like the show Leftovers? By the way, because wasn't that done by the people Lost? Have you seen
That's
it?
Lost, yeah. Well, I have a podcast about the X-Files, which is a show 20 years older.
You said we wouldn't have Lost.
Yeah, we wouldn't have Leftovers. We wouldn't have boring shit like Leftovers if it wasn't for X-Files.
I didn't even watch
Leftovers.
Did you like it?
It sounds like it's not as good
as... my second favorite
thing. I watched the main course.
Oh, pot watch isn't so bad anymore.
I had to get one in the 90 minutes allotted. Thank you to all of my guests. Shane Moss, Kumail Nanjiani, Matt Besser.
Thanks, guys.
Can we plug stuff?
Oh, yeah, let's plug some stuff. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, man.
I just don't have foot talk.
I have a podcast we mentioned earlier, Improv for Humans.
Mm-hmm.
If you forget what it's called, go to mattbesser.com.
I have a podcast called The X-Files Files. And a podcast
I just mentioned it.
And a podcast called The Indoor Kids. And
that one was a little while ago.
Silicon Valley comes back April 12th, and it comes out on DVD March 31st.
I have a podcast called Here We Are. Started last year. I travel around asking scientists about life, so I'll stop fucking up. And then I'm recording a new album, which will be out soon. I have a special on Netflix called Mating Season.
Very nice. Apologize for not asking for your plugs before saying, as always, I find it interesting that this was on the back of his ID. Government is a shithead.
I don't think that's not what it says. It says gout, I think.
It's gout?
G-O-U-T.
Oh, I thought that was an abbreviation for government.
No, gout's another foot thing, though.
Yeah.
A lot of foot talk.
Yeah. Do you have gout? It hurts, he says.
Oh, is your foot hurt a little bit?
Dude, a lot of your fans are here tonight, man.
Yeah, all your fans are...
A lot of the
are...
foot-hurting fans are here.
All your fans have feet issues.
I might have stumbled into a good band name, though. Government Gout. And parking enforcement workers are a shithead.
Yeah!
There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause the club's movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.